Hello there, and welcome to the Sila Entrepreneur Podcast, where we take a look at doing online business a little differently for women over 50. I'm your host, Marta Gertzen, entrepreneur and business owner since 2008, and for far too long, I struggled with trying to figure out what I wanted to be when my business and I grew up. I was tired of buying all the courses and downloading all the freebies, all in the hope that the answer I was longing for would suddenly appear. Turns out, clarity doesn't come in an instant. It's a journey of discovery and finding answers layer by layer. As I took action, I learned what type of work I really loved to do, who I had fun serving, and the problems I loved to help them solve. That clarity gave me the confidence to start designing a simple, sustainable business that I could steward well, and I'd love to help you do the same. If you're ready to find the clarity you're longing for, then you're in the right place. Let's take this journey of discovery together. Have you ever heard the term gentle business coaching? The first time I heard coaching described as gentle, I was intrigued. I wanted to understand what this was because it felt like that was a missing piece for me. I've worked with a lot of coaches over the years, some really good ones, some that were not a good fit. I've taken so many courses and I've downloaded a lot of freebies, signed up for a lot of webinars, and I have developed my own personal version of what I call a shelf help collection of unfinished or unused courses and unread or unused freebies. And after working with countless numbers of coaches and mentors, some of them that really did help me and help me move forward, a lot of it didn't, however. And because of that, I have really struggled identifying where are my strengths? What's my personality? How do I use my strengths and my talents and my personality to move my business forward in the direction it needs to go? And I've realized over the years, especially as I dove more into the idea of gentle business coaching, is that was a missing piece for me. That I was working with a lot of coaches that were, for lack of a better word, intense or very, very opinionated and didn't take the whole picture of me into the equation because I did have some unique issues. I had some health issues I was addressing. I was dealing with some caregiving issues for my mother specifically. And those challenges over the years has only increased. They haven't decreased. And so finding a coach who could help me work through all of that has been a challenge. Somebody who could help me realize there are things that I could do to create a different type of business that would allow me to heal and to work with those health challenges, to make time for my mother on those days that she needed extra help. And once I dove into gentle business coaching, I had some aha moments and I understood my approach and how to describe my approach to coaching in such a different way that all of a sudden it felt like pieces were falling into place. Because I knew the type of coaching I was looking for, that is what I needed to offer my clients because that's often what they were looking for as well. And then one day last fall, I think it was, I had one of my clients in our mastermind meeting and she said, you know, it's your gentle approach and your gentle approach has given me the space I needed to do the deep work needed to find the clarity I was looking for. And then I went, okay, so that was right. I am a gentle business coach and I love the term. Let's first take a look at what gentle business coaching is not, because sometimes it's easier to understand what something is not versus what it is. Gentle business coaching, when you hear it, what comes up for you? What picture comes to mind? A lot of times we think of softer, we think of easy, we think of maybe skating by and not really facing things, but that is not what gentle business coaching is. Gentle business coaching is not surface level work. There are times, even though I am a gentle business coach and I have a gentle approach to coaching, that doesn't mean I don't push back. It doesn't mean I don't ask my clients to dig deep. And I ask them to ask a few more questions to get to the core of the issue that they're struggling with. The difference, I think, is that because I've been working with them, because we've developed this rapport and this level of trust, I can push back gently sometimes, and sometimes a little bit more. So you know what? You're not there yet. I need you to dig a little deeper. And I can do that with a gentle approach because we've built that level of trust. And they know that when I'm asking them to dig a little deeper and I'm pushing back a little bit more, they're doing it because they know I care. And so gentle business coaching is not surface level work. It is a different approach to helping you get to the core of what you're looking for and those answers you're looking for. Gentle business coaching is also not a sign of weakness. The fact that you need gentle business coaching does not mean it's a sign of weakness. Think about some of the most gentle people you've ever met. A lot of times we call people gentle giants, or they're such a gentle personality, such a calming personality. If you look back and you look at their history, most of the gentle people you know have been through some stuff. And because of that, instead of becoming hard and intense and somebody you don't really like to be around, they've actually changed and they've become more empathetic. They've become understanding. A lot of times a gentle person is a very kind person because they've been through some stuff. And so they, in turn, turn around and approach people in a different way. So gentle coaching is not a sign of weakness. A lot of times that's just what we need. And working with a gentle business coach often means that coach has been through some stuff. I have been through an intense business clarity journey, so I know what it's like to have to ask those questions. And it's, again, it's not a sign of weakness. Gentle business coaching is not an excuse to not be held accountable. Just because we're approaching things from a gentle perspective, sometimes I think it means we actually need more accountability. Because we're trying to do things from a simple and sustainable point of view, and we're trying to do it with gentleness and compassion, sometimes because of that, we need a little more accountability. And we say, okay, now that you've figured this out, what are you going to do to take the steps to make it happen? And checking in with people and making sure that they're not forgetting the momentum and the clarity they've had. We want them to be held accountable to make it happen. Hopefully that's making some sense. So now that we know that it's not surface level work, it is not a sign of weakness, and it is not an excuse to not be accountable, let's take a look at what gentle business coaching is. And a great description that I found of gentle business coaching is that it is a holistic approach that prioritizes compassion, empathy, and sustainable growth over the more traditional results-driven methods. At its core, gentle business coaching emphasizes the importance of self-care, work-life balance, and developing a positive and resilient mindset. And that really does describe what type of coaching that I look for, and it's the type of coaching that I like to offer. One of my favorite sayings is keep it simple, keep it sustainable, and steward it well. So if we keep it simple and finding that simplicity in our businesses, and this is something I'm hearing from a lot of women right now, that things are too complicated and they're hard, they need a simple approach to business because simple for them is sustainable. And so that is something that we do emphasize. And it does prioritize the whole person because we do have different facets of our lives. We all do. A lot of us over 50 have a different set of circumstances that you do when you're 30 or 40. And so we do have to approach our business and how we run our business and how we act in our business differently. So one of the key characteristics of a gentle business coaching approach is the focus on collaboration. I love asking a good question. Good questions are one of the fastest ways I know to help you get to the core of what's going on. And sometimes it takes asking layer upon layer of questions to help you cut through layers of confusion that have been laid on you over the years of trying everything else and nothing working. I work closely with my clients to help them address the very unique challenges that they have in their life and making sure that their business is allowing them to be there with their parents, to prioritize their health so that they are creating an effective business that allows them to show up in the different areas of life while still following that calling on their heart to serve others through the problems that they're facing. When you are feeling overwhelmed or when you are feeling that lack of confidence that nothing is going right, a gentler approach to coaching may be exactly what you're needing. When we're talking about gentle, we're not talking about intense, day in and day out, trying something new, always constantly throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. That is not simple, that is not sustainable, and that is definitely not gentle. We are looking at sustainable growth. So sometimes it takes a little bit longer to pull the pieces together to create the ideal scenario that is simple and sustainable for us so that we are being able to show up in the areas of life that need that at our attention. Now that you know what gentle business coaching isn't, and you know a little bit more about what gentle coaching is, how do you know if you need a gentle business coach? One of the things that has come up in recent months is a lot of the women that I coach, and also myself as well, is that we are considered HSPs, or highly sensitive people. And that just means that we process things differently. And a lot of things can become overwhelming fast. And so for us, a gentle approach, a holistic approach to coaching makes a difference. We often put a lot of pressure on ourselves to succeed, or we feel the pressure of comparisonitis, and we see people succeeding and doing things really interesting and fun in social media or on the newsletters that we receive. We see them going, trying new things, making new offers. And that makes us feel that we're doing something wrong. But as an HSP or somebody who's just overloaded with life, that can be very discouraging. And so when you're approaching business from a gentle perspective, from a simple and sustainable perspective, that often is a sign that you need it. If you are easily overwhelmed, you have 1,000 ideas and you cannot cut through all the ideas. And a lot of times you're trying to follow this mentor, this idea, that idea. A lot of times we need an outside perspective that approaches coaching us through gentleness and kindness and compassion and a holistic point of view to help us cut through that clutter. So that's a sign that you may need a gentle business coach, is that you get easily overwhelmed and you constantly feel like you're overwhelmed with everything in front of you. Another indicator that you may need a gentle business coach is that you are struggling with some imposter syndrome, or you're struggling with the confidence to move forward with your business idea. Imposter syndrome can come in two parts. Part of it is that maybe you really aren't ready yet, and that's where that lack of confidence comes from. Or sometimes it's just you haven't worked through your idea fully enough yet to feel confident to move forward with it. I am a firm believer that we have that confusion and those layers of confusion. We find some clarity, we cut through that confusion, and all of a sudden we understand who we are as entrepreneurs, what we do to help people, and how we can best show up to help those people. Once we have that clarity, that's where confidence comes from. But sometimes that old imposter syndrome likes to spin our wheels and speak in the back of our heads, who's going to listen to you? You have no expertise on how to do this, when you really do. And so you need that support to work through that imposter syndrome and to recognize that you know what you're doing. You now have the confidence to move forward it, but you just need some extra help moving you past the imposter syndrome. And a lot of times for us women, that takes a gentler approach to running our business. Another indicator that you may need gentle business coaching is shared values. A lot of times we conflict with the coach that we want to work with, but their values and their life experience does not complement ours. Not to say that our values and life experiences need to exactly match each other, but when you are looking at a potential coach that you want to work with, you need to look and say, are they walking their talk? Are they talking about this particular methodology or framework, and are they walking it out? Or what they're talking about on social media, does that ring true to you? Does it ring true to what they're saying? Does it ring true to what you're looking for in a coach? Sometimes it's also about how they communicate. Are you somebody that really does get overwhelmed? You're an introvert, or you're an HSP, and so you need some breaks in how you communicate. Maybe Zoom meetings are not always what you want, but you need some Voxer coaching, or you need a quick chat through email or jumping on a phone. Are you working with somebody who's going to ask you the questions that you need to have asked to help you get to the core of what's going on, rather than constantly pushing you for results, constantly pushing you to move forward, constantly suggesting that you try something else, try something new, this idea, that idea? Gentle business coaching is full of ideas. I am an idea person. I love ideas. I love new projects. I love to research new things. But it's not a sustainable approach. And after a while, it's not a gentle approach, because all of a sudden now I am working on 15 things when I really need to be focusing on one or two. And how I communicate that to myself, or when I'm working with coach, how they communicate that to me, that, you know, you're getting off track here. You're running into your bright, shiny objects. Let's identify why those bright, shiny objects are shining so bright. And let's get you back on track. That is a gentle approach to coaching versus saying, no, stop doing that, do this, this, and this. And that's something I like to do for my clients, because I know that when bright, shiny objects pop up for them, a lot of times it's they're tired, They're overwhelmed. They're trying to do too much. And a lot of times it's fear. A lot of times bright, shiny objects get really bright and attractive when we're afraid. And so knowing that, we can go back to our client. A coach can come back to me and say, let's take a look at why those bright, shiny objects are so attractive right now. Let's ask some questions. Let's take a look at a closer look at that. And that's a much gentler approach to business. And it's a holistic view of your life and what's going on in your life and your business, rather than saying, go, 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 do this, do this, do this. There are a lot of women who need that go, go. There are women who need that fast approach, that need that action taker. And I have needed that in the past. I have needed somebody to push me and get me to the point where I could see things differently. But as I've gotten older, as some of my own health challenges have gotten more difficult to deal with, and especially as the needs of my mother, whose Alzheimer's is becoming more advanced, I have to approach business differently because I do get overwhelmed quickly when everything feels hard. I do need a gentler approach when I'm coaching myself. Same is true for the women I work with. They are easily overwhelmed. They love ideas. The bright, shiny objects get really bright. And sometimes we need to take a step back and say, okay, why is that being so attractive to you right now? Let's take a look at that. Let's understand what's going on in your life right now that is changing how you're viewing your business. And then taking a look at, okay, is this true? Are we looking at your business and your life as a whole? And a lot of times we're not. We're acting and responding out of fear. And for a lot of us, it takes a gentle approach to coaching and a gentler approach of doing business that can help us identify that. So what about you? When you listen to this and you listen to what gentle business coaching is and what gentle business coaching isn't, and when I describe who might need a gentle business coach, what jumps out at you? Are you someone who's felt like a misfit, like you're trying to figure out all these different ideas and you've got all this confusion? And the traditional coaching method, the one that's very results-oriented, is not fitting you and you're beginning to think something was wrong with you, it's probably not. In fact, I doubt it is. A lot of it is because you are looking for coaching that doesn't fit you. But because we see it in social media, we hear other people talking about it, we think, oh, we need to go try that. Gentle business coaching takes a holistic view. It is not a cookie-cutter approach. It is an approach that helps get you to the point where you understand you. For a lot of my clients and for me, when I got the clarity on my business and then the confidence to move forward on it, and then I started implementing and creating that business, it felt like I was coming home to me. It felt like I finally was embodying this coaching title that I had rejected for so long. I finally understood all the journey that I'd been on and what it brought me here today. And now in turn, I am coaching you here in the podcast or coaching the women that are in the mastermind or in my Business Clarity Breakthrough Program. When you are looking at the need for coaching in your life and you're looking for somebody to guide you through what is next on your plate, what is next in your business, what is the next level of business that you are wanting to go for, are you needing a traditional results-oriented coach? Go for it. That if that's the momentum and the fire that you need lit under you to get it done, definitely go look for it. But if you're somebody who may find themselves that they are considered highly sensitive, or they get overwhelmed easy, or there are so many layers of confusion that you need somebody to walk you through that journey, then a gentle business coach is probably for you. In my Business Clarity Breakthrough Program, I do approach this from a very gentle perspective, but it is also asking you a lot of questions that are going to require you to spend some time thinking, but we want to do it at a sustainable pace. One, you don't want to take too long, because if you take too long to answer these questions, you're going to lose momentum and you're not going to find the clarity that you're looking for. But we don't want it to go too fast that you're doing surface level work and not getting below the surface and getting to the core of who you are as an entrepreneur today. When you're ready for your breakthrough and your business clarity, I would love to talk to you about the Business Clarity Breakthrough, because it is a different approach. It is an approach that will help you build a foundation of clarity around your business, about who you are as an entrepreneur, how you show up for your clients in the best possible way, And who specifically are you created to help? Because we're not created to help everybody. I am created to help a specific type of person, a woman over 50 who's been in business for several years and is ready to take their business from a generalist or a task-oriented style of business to coaching or consulting that helps their clients move forward and from a more holistic work-life balance approach. If you're sensing a theme here, there is a theme here. So if you are ready to find out who you are as an entrepreneur, and finally get the clarity you're looking for on your business direction, reach out to me. You can send me a message through Instagram or Facebook. The links to both of my profiles are in the show notes below. Or visit selastudios.co/breakthrough and find out if you are ready for your own business clarity breakthrough. Thanks for joining me. I hope you found some clarity or an aha moment that inspires you to take some action today. Before you go, could I ask a favor? I would really appreciate it if you could take a few seconds and leave a review of this show in the Apple Podcast app. Your review really does make an impact and helps spread the word about this show and gets it in the hands of other women who are looking to build simple and sustainable businesses of their own. Until next time.